Right on. Good location. What else?
That's the sink. If you put your thumb over the hole, you can squirt water all the way over to the other side of the room.
Cool.
I'm not allowed to use the sink anymore.
Got it. So what's the deal with your teacher?
Miss Tuttle, she's very strict.
That could work.
Did you see this drawing our son made? It's a cry for his parents to get back together.
Alan, it's Davy Crockett at the Alamo.
I know. Breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Judith rolls her eyes.
I see you got your brother here.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't thrilled about it, but he can't say no to Jake. And I kind of implied that Miss Tuttle was a bit of a freak.
Excuse me?
Hey, you wanted me to get him here? He's here. The rest is up to you.
So come on. You gonna introduce me?
What for?
Well, she's your teacher, you're my nephew. I feel like, oh, come on, just do it.
Don't you want to see my model of a California mission? It's made of sugar cubes.
Okay. First your mission, then mine.
May I have everyone's attention? Hello. I'm Judith Harper, the class mom.
Alan claps. Judith gives him a withering look.
I just want to thank you all for coming. This is a great turnout. Give yourselves a hand.
Alan starts to clap hesitantly.
I understand you teachers are sadly underpaid.
That's very true.
Well, I'd like to do my part. Can I buy you dinner?
So, please feel free to put your name on the sign-up sheets if you're available for carpools, coaching, field trips.
Charlie Harper. Jake's uncle, mentor, pal.
Miss Tuttle puts her finger to her lips. Charlie shrugs.
And finally, and this is a biggie, folks. It looks as if we're going to have to cancel our annual music show for our fourth graders. Mm-hmm. Unless someone with music experience volunteers to help us out. Anyone? Anyone at all? Charlie?
Yeah.
Thank you. Charlie Harper, everyone.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Charlie drives, Alan sits next to him. Charlie shoots a scowl at Alan, who looks back when Charlie looks away.
Go ahead, say it. You traitorous rat.
Good. Good, you feel better?
You set me up. You lured me into that classroom with promises of donuts and loose women.
I'm sorry. I honestly thought there'd be donuts.
About Miss Tuttle, the freak. She's a married Christian missionary.
Okay, that I just lied about, but it was for a good cause. The kids really need you.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. I don't like kids.
You like Jay?
Jake's different. He's cool. He's our kid. The rest of them, yuck.
What other kids do you know?
I see them. Having tantrums in supermarkets, screaming in movie theaters, making everything sticky.
Alan looks away, disappointed.
And the whole world gives them a free ride just because they're cute.
Okay, forget about the kids. Do this for me and Judith.
Not really a big Judith fan either.
Come on. You'll write the music and lyrics. Judith and I will produce and direct. Together?
Hold on. So you roped me into this because you think that the three of us collaborating on a fourth grade tribute to the Industrial Revolution will somehow lead to you getting back together with your allegedly gay ex-wife?
It's easy to make anything sound stupid, Charlie. Look, we're still legally married, and frankly, I don't buy the whole gay thing. A gay woman would not fake orgasms for 12 years just to protect my feelings.
Charlie sighs.
Okay, take off your seatbelt.
Why?
Because when I slam on the brakes, I want to watch you go through the windshield.
Don't be silly. Do you know how fast you'd have to be going to... Hey, slow down.
At home, Charlie plays the piano.
Manpower, horsepower, coal and steam. Moving forward the American dream. Electric, atomic, solar too. All this energy from me and you.
Judith strains her neck.
Gosh, I wanna like it.
Yeah, I wanna like it.
But
I just don't think it's your best work.
It's not. Fire me, please.
You remember that show that you and I did in college?
Oh, Stormy Weather? Sure.
Now, those songs had a point of view.
Yeah, and you couldn't get them out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Co-ed bathrooms, co-ed bathrooms. Wear your flip-flops in a co-ed bathrooms. Stuff grows on the floor there. And whoops, there's another pubic hair.
Oh, see,
maybe the easiest way to do this is for us to write the actual song.
Yeah, and Charlie could just toss in the specific notes and stuff.
Yeah. Charlie, what do you think?
Charlie's gone.
Okay, then I guess it's just the two of us.
Like the old days.
Yeah, except this time I'm not a virgin.
Charlie and Jake play cards in the living room.
How come you're not helping Mom and Dad with the show?
Well, how can I put this? Your Uncle Charlie is a professional musician, and your Mom and Dad...
suck?
Charlie stares into the distance thoughtfully.
Good a word as any.
Well, I think they're gonna get back together.
You do, huh?
Yep, except when my dad moved back to Mom's house, I probably wouldn't see you anymore.
Of course you'd see me. You'd still have your room here and I'd come visit.
You never visited before.
That's because I didn't know you before.
That's because you never visited. Jen.
Charlie peers over at Jake's cards, then sighs.
Tell you the truth, Jake. I don't think this is going to be an issue.
You don't think they're going to get back together?
I didn't say that.
Well, do you?
Hey, what do I know?
Well, I think they are. Robert Fulton, Eli Whitney, Robert Fulton, Eli Whitney, all aboard for Henry Ford.
Alan and Judith perform synchronized movements.
Henry Ford.
And then...
careful what you wish for, pal.
Alan enters the house carrying post.
Charlie, we're going to be late for rehearsal.
Charlie's mixing a drink in a blender.
What are you doing?
Making margarita.
But we've got a rehearsal at Jake's school.
Don't worry, I have a plan.
Charlie pours it into a flask.
Oh, Charlie, you're taking liquor to Jake's school.
You betcha. I'm not going to face all those pre-pubers without a snootful. They'll have limes in the teacher's lounge, right?
No, there's no limes. There's no swizzle sticks. There's...
oh, God. What?
It's from Judith's lawyers.
Really? Good news?
Alan glares at Charlie.
No, it's not good news. Judith filed for divorce.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
What am I gonna do?
Well, there's a lot of ways to respond to something like this. Anger, grief, denial...
what would you do?
I'd probably blow off rehearsal and start chugging from the blender. But I wouldn't recommend that for an amateur.
Alan and Charlie walk down a corridor in Jake's school.
I can't believe she blindsided me like this, being so nice and friendly to my face. Meanwhile, her lawyers were working behind my face. Let me tell you something, Charlie. A woman who would do such a thing cannot be trusted.
Yeah, well, maybe you can use this divorce as a chance to take a little break from each other.
Oh, no. That would be playing right into her hands.
Alan, your kid's confused enough about you and his mother. Don't make it worse.
How can I possibly make it any worse?
Alan grabs the flask from Charlie.
Let's find out.
Okay, everybody, what we're gonna do is put the girls on one side and the boys on the other.
Sure. Start splitting them up early. That's your answer for everything, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Would Mrs. Plaintiff please see Mr. Respondent in the hallway?
Watch the kids. We'll be right back.
Judith and Alan leave.
Wait!
Charlie runs to the door. He turns tentatively to the kids who stand and stare.
Jake? Where's Jake?
Three kids put their hands up. Charlie smiles.
Lynn.
Charlie's standing in front of the kids.
Okay, everybody take five.
The kids don't move.
That means sit down.
The kids all sit down.
Stand up.
The kids stand up immediately.
Hop up and down.
The kids hop up and down.
Right on.
In the corridor.
But why file for divorce? We were getting along so well.
We've been getting along because I don't feel trapped, suffocated, and depressed anymore.
Oh, sure. Kick me out, then work on improving yourself.
Back in the classroom.
Okay, everybody flap your arms like a chicken.
The kids flap their arms. Alan comes in.
Alan, check it out. I got this amazing power.
Stop.
Huh? It's like having my own robot army.
Alan frowns at Charlie, then swipes the flask from the desk and leaves.
Oh, wait, where are you going?
He turns back. Some of the kids are folding their arms.
Are we going to do our songs?
Hey, I'm just a piano player. Lerner and Lowe are out in the hallway working things out.
Who?
Lerner and Lowe? My Fair Lady? Camelot? Aren't there any gay kids here?
Jake's at the front of the classroom. He tugs on Charlie's sleeve.
They're fighting again, aren't they?
Yeah, what can I tell you, Jake? Your mom wired up and your dad's freaking out. Stay cool, I'll try to get him back in here. Hey, everybody. Jake's in charge, so whatever he says.
Jake grins. Charlie goes into the corridor.
Okay, it's been fun, but I'm officially resigning as the mayor of Boogertown.
No, Charlie. You know, I have tried everything I can to make you happy.
I don't want to rush you or anything, but have you ever read Lord of the Flies?
But you know what? You know what? I'm through. Maybe your lawyers can make you happy.
Your brother is a horse's...
Hey, let's not lose sight of who the real victim of this divorce is. Me!
Charlie throws his arms up. Inside the classroom, the kids are throwing paper at each other. Crumpled bits of paper are everywhere. Charlie comes into the classroom.
Okay, I think we should all calm down just a little.
You're not a teacher. Why should we listen to you?
Okay, let me put it another way. Shut up and sit down!
The kids stop messing around and sit on the floor.
Thanks. Now listen, rehearsal's over. You can all go home.
What about our play?
Well, you know how they say the show must go on? Well, they weren't talking about this show.
Your uncle's so lame.
Is not. He's cool.
Yeah, right?
He is. He's almost famous. He wrote the Maple Loop song.
Did not.
Did too.
A girl looks at Charlie.
Prove it.
You see that Jaguar in the parking lot? Maple Loops.
That doesn't prove anything.
Fine.
Charlie sits at the piano.
It's gone.
Rolling in cards and weed, it's the sweetest breakfast treat. It's gone. And delicious.
Oh. Everybody knows that?
Of course, it's a Maple Loop song.
Uncle Charlie, do fudge nugget.
Yeah! From the magic chocolate mountain is a secret chocolate mine of Granny's big fudge nuggets with a taste that's oh so fine.
Hey, now, maybe I don't hate kids.
Alan nears the classroom door. He stops outside. Judith joins Alan outside the door.
I'm sorry I didn't give you a heads up about the divorce papers.
I'm sorry if I overreacted.
Just the girl.
What's going on in there?
I don't know.
Alan and Judith enter the classroom. The kids mime actions along to the song. Judith watches, mouth agape.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, we'll take it from here, okay?
Too late. You're out.
What about the songs we wrote?
Hey, kids, what do you think about the songs they wrote?
Charlie moves his hand sharply.
These are my people.
What do your jingles have to do with the Industrial Revolution?
Look, you wanted a show, I'm giving you a show. Now step back and let us work. A plumber in a jar. Let's really sell it this time.
When your sink packs up, there's just one star. It's the one you trust. Plumber in a jar, plumber in a jar, plumber in a jar, plumber in a jar.
Charlie conducts with his hand. At home, Charlie scrutinizes a book.
Hey, what you doing?
Trying to find some plausible connection between my jingles and the Industrial Revolution. What's up?
I just talked to my dad. He said that he and Mom aren't getting back together again.
Yeah. How you doing with that?
Not sure. I like that I get to stay here on weekends.
That's cool. I like that too. But you gotta be sad about your folks though, right?
No, I'm okay.
Jake stares glumly.
Jake, it's okay to feel sad, I've been told. This is a sad thing.
My dad's not sad.
Of course he is. He's just trying to protect you.
From what?
From being sad.
Jake furrows his brow.
Yeah, I know. It's a vicious circle. But the liquor industry is built on it.
What?
That's not important. All you need to know is that we all feel sad sometimes, and it's okay. Understand?
Yeah.
Jake and Charlie touch fists. Jake gets up and leaves. He walks over to Alan, who's sitting at a desk.
Hey, buddy.
Jake hugs Alan.
It's okay, Dad.
Alan hugs Jake back. At Jake's school, the kids stand in front of an audience.
Before the Industrial Revolution, we lived in a grand society. Most people grew their own food and ate what they grew. Breakfast involved slaughtering animals and milking cows. It would be hundreds of years before people could enjoy a prepackaged and nutritious breakfast. And what's in that breakfast?
It's got
oats and corn and wheat. It's a sweet and breakfast treat. Delicious.
As urbanization led to stress and loneliness, industrial society looked to an ancient agrarian product for a delicious and refreshing solution.
The girls look prettier with Hammerstein beer. You like what you see and you like what you hear.
The audience are open-mouthed. One guy lowers his camcorder.
The girls look prettier. The girls look prettier.
We're not letting them anywhere near the Christmas pageant.
Agreed.
The kids bow.
Even with the advent of indoor plumbing, the Industrial Revolution still had some bugs in the system.
What was man to do?
Three, four.
If your home is bug infested, filled with spiders,
one little girl hands Charlie a bunch of flowers at the piano. The kids turn to Charlie and clap him. He gestures at them. Alan rolls his eyes. Charlie takes a bow. ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men, men.